It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. Episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about email marketing and growing your list. Now, I've said it a million times before, social media platforms are just rented spaces. And for the most part, you don't even own the traffic you have off of social media. So building a list and using an email platform that turns the organic traffic that you get from Facebook ads, social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the case may be, and it turns it into traffic you actually own. And it's no secret, Instagram and Facebook have gone down numerous times in the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, they both were down for a couple of days. Now, Instagram, it seems like they're going down quite often. It's once a month, and once every couple months, it goes down for a few hours. Now, a few hours isn't bad, but what happens if it just goes away? Right? You don't know. So growing a list is so important for your business because, again, there's traffic that you own and you can use over and over and over again for whatever you need it for. Now, last week we talked about all the different resources and everything like that. And I put together a resource tool for you. So I really want to dive into email marketing and how important that is for you. Now, there are so many different ways you can grow a list. And it was pretty funny that I was putting this together and developing this series of podcasts and YouTube videos when I had a conversation with a good friend of mine who runs the social media for her business. Now, this is a business that is a restaurant where they have to do contact tracing. One of the suggestions that I made to them, instead of using pen and paper and having everybody come in and sign, and they were even saying they've got stacks of paper just sitting there of all of the names and phone numbers of everybody that has come in over the last couple of months. So what I had said was setting up a QR code at each table. So all you have to do is take your phone, scan that QR code, you get the, whatever it is, you can get any information that you want. Ideally, you need to have the name and phone number for sure for the contact tracing, but having that go to your website, to a form, and you fill out name, email, and phone number. So now they're doing contact tracing as well as building an email list. Now, the cool thing for them is they can reuse that in multiple different ways to market to the audience and really start to build that relationship with them. And you can do this for any business. And it doesn't have to be a restaurant or a retail shop. It could be anything. Now, for example, I've put together numerous offers over the years, and all of them are designed so that way I can build a better relationship with you and get you into my email list. Now, I could have you subscribe, quote unquote, to my newsletter, but that doesn't give you any value whatsoever. All you're doing is just subscribing, giving your email away without knowing the value that you're going to get back. And believe me, so many people are getting upset with constant flooding of emails that we get on a daily basis, and whether it be from Sears or AMP or H&M or AMP Metro or whatever the retail store is that you're getting these emails from, we get a lot. Now, don't get me wrong, there are quite a few that I absolutely love. Now, I haven't worn it in a while, but everybody knows I'm a huge fan of wearing my flat caps, more so in the wintertime because they're a little bit thicker. But the store that I get my hats from is called Gurin Brothers. And I'm subscribed to their email list because I'd love to see the new hats coming out and the discount codes that they throw out from time to time. So that's something that I enjoy being on. But when I get weekly emails from Metro or something like that for all my groceries, when I'm looking for to make my grocery list, I can go somewhere else and look that up. I don't need that in my inbox. So people are very protective of their emails. That's why you have to provide value to them in order to get that email and start using that email to build a relationship with them and then eventually market to them and show them your offers and new products and so on and so forth. So for example, that's why I put together a resource of all the resources, like an ebook with all the resources and tools that you can use every single day, because I know I use them every single day to grow my business, and you can do the same. So all you have to do is give me your email. Now, I need the email so that way I can email you that ebook and you get it right away. But what it also does is it puts you onto my list. Now, some of you have already been through my opening sequence. Some of you have not. So there's either a soap opera sequence, an opening sequence, whatever you want to call it. I have that email. Your email now will go into a separate list, or I'm starting to introduce myself. So you get to know who I am and what I can do for you. And then I'll have you on another list where if you want to know every week when my blog comes out, when my podcast comes out, when my YouTube video comes out, if I just have a golden nugget of value that I want to give you, think of it right away, I can send an email to my list and share that value with you. So I'm not spamming you constantly, but I'm providing you value to help you grow your list. So that's really all I wanted to talk about in this podcast. Something quick, something easy, and hopefully this kind of helped you realize that having a list is so, so very important in order to grow your business, because you never know what is going to happen with the social media platforms. So what I want to offer you right now is a chance to get onto my list, but in return, I'm going to give you something for free. I'm going to give you my resources and tool ebook, and it has everything you need about ActiveCampaign, as well as so many other different tools that I use every single day. So all you have to do is hit the link in the description of this podcast or the description of the YouTube video here, and that's yours, free. Once you sign up, once you put your name and email in, you'll get an email within the next couple of minutes, and it's all yours. So remember, just click that button below or head to info.rustechmedia.com/tools, and it's all yours. So hopefully you've got something out of this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up just one quick second. Now, as entrepreneurs, a lot of us struggle to find the right tools and the right resources that fit our business and help us grow. Now, over the past 4 years, I've tried so many different tools, so many different resources and ways to grow my business. And it wasn't until just recently, in the last year, that I found a really good system of tools that have helped me grow continually, month after month after month. And I don't want you to go through that same pain and same process that I went through. So that's why I have this resource guide for you absolutely free. So if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/tools, this resource guide is yours completely free. All you have to do is put your email in and I will send you the resource guide right away. So again, if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/tools, that resource guide is all yours.